A few years ago, I went on an 8-hour police ride along in West Baltimore. I was extremely familiar with the area, having picked up students for school each morning as part of my work with Thread. So I went in viewing the experience much as I would my daily routine, and yet I found myself weeping the entire way home. Weeping is a much-needed release. And then it hit me. I was experiencing the difference between spending a few minutes each morning versus 8 consecutive hours in what felt like a war zone, filled with an overwhelming sense of isolation and neglect. When I pair that experience with a recent poll that shows 68% of Baltimoreans have been impacted by the opioid epidemic, I can't help but think about the 20% of Vietnam soldiers who became addicted to heroin. What is shocking and unusual, though, is that 95% of them saw their addiction disappear virtually overnight upon returning home, upon leaving their war zone. The change in environment mattered. Returning to the deep connections they had with family, friends, and community mattered. So if we want to end the opioid epidemic, we must acknowledge that all humans want connection and that being forced to constantly focus on basic needs can often be isolating. We must begin to create access to adequate housing, economic opportunity, and safe neighborhoods. And we must remember that this epidemic is not only impacting people living in financial poverty, but our entire society, as we are all more isolated than ever before. If we can begin to approach addiction by creating policies that bring Baltimoreans together, we can begin to heal both ourselves and our city. This is Sarah Heminger with Thread.